This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the weak spots in the global economy, and believe you me, there are plenty of them, revealed exactly how weak it is today. Russia announced its economy shrank by 3.7% for all of 2015. Oleg Boldarev is the BBC's correspondent in Moscow, which is where we reached him. Oleg, good to speak with you.
Hello.
Tell me what it feels like out in the streets now that the official numbers are out on the Russian economy. What are people saying?
Well, the street is pretty much the way it was yesterday, but yes, the Russians are getting depressed. I think the more sure way to get depressed in Russia is not to look at the GDP, but rather, you know, take a look at those boards which announced the dollar to ruble exchange rates. Of the last week on Thursday, Russian ruble set a record low. It fell to 86 to a single dollar. It wasn't like that since 1998. Russians know there is a crisis, but they also know this is not something spectacular and a single kind of event.
So they're used to it then. It sort of sounds like that's what you're saying.
They've got a refresher in currency collapse a year ago when the ruble first showed his new weaknesses. And everyone was talking about crisis for the past 12 months. I've seen various polls, and one of them looks like one of those brochures advertising alpine skiing. So you've got three curves, all of them going down with various kind of steepness. And the steepest one is the expectations. That's where the Russians are most pessimistic. Everyone knows that things will get worse. And this parameter is deepening with every passing month.
You've got falling oil prices. You've got Western sanctions to some degree. What else is there that's making this happen?
I think oil is the main player. Just over the last summer, they were asking whether sanctions are having an impact. And a lot of experts I talked to said that they came very useful to the Russian government because they allowed President Putin to find an external point of blame to say, you know, this is what the sanctions did to the Russian economy. But the immediate correlation between cheap oil and ruble became very obvious in the last months of 2015. Russia is depending on oil. Despite so many years of talking about trying to wean the budget off the hydrocarbons, they're still defining the state revenues.
President Putin came out this morning and basically said, we're going to be all right. You know, we're going to rectify current conditions. Is he getting any blame for this? Any political blowback at all?
Oh, no, not at all. I think it's the government, it's the central bank. One particular minister stands out. It's the Minister for the Economic Development, Mr. Ulyukayev, who spent much of last year saying that this is the bottom. We will go up now. And just as he would say that, another downturn would just round the corner. I think Mr. Ulyukayev is getting more careful now. Mr. Putin says things will become better, but as I said, everyone knows they're in this for a long time. The majority of Russian polled say this is at least 2 years. Of course, what do they know?
Oleg Boldarev is the BBC's correspondent in Moscow. Oleg, thanks very much.
Thank you.